This book, A Little Piece of England, is being published as a print-on-demand paperback and simultaneously as an e-book. Its publication is an expression of self-sufficiency. Self-sufficiency is a matter of philosophy as well as of economy. It is about an attitude of mind which leads to a liking for personal independence and self-reliance. It is of never accepting that the conventional and politically correct way of doing things is necessarily right, and of never forgetting that successful communities are made of strong individuals, each respecting the freedom of the others and bonding together to secure and protect that freedom. Without freedom, self-sufficiency is an empty phrase. There is insufficient opportunity to give it life. It gets snuffed out by the pressures to conform, to behave as our masters, usually our political masters, would like us to. Arguably, e-technology is the greatest creator of freedom the world has seen for a long time. It has given us the internet, which, by enabling millions of ordinary people to share and discuss information out in the open, has dented and reduced the power base of professional politicians. It has given us the vibrant social networks, and perhaps most importantly, it has unlocked the gateways controlled by the commercial publishers of music, literature, art, and other expressions of personal creativity. Economic self-sufficiency is another way of expressing personal creativity, particularly if it is about making things grow for a good purpose. That is what this book is about, and as an e-book, pays tribute to a new element in the lives of us all, which brings growth in a wide sense within our reach. In that sense, this book could be called A Little Piece of E-England. And the main characters in the book, my children, looking back some 45 years to when this started, agree with that.